On this day, 28th July, 1921. U.S. delegates shock. American delegates from the White Cross Association arrived in Belfast yesterday for the purpose of holding consultations with leading Catholic citizens regarding the shocking state of affairs arising out of the unemployment and lack of accommodation caused by the pogrom and the recent extensive burning of dwellings. The deputation, consisting of Mr. C.J. France and Dr. Harry Kennedy, arrived by the 11:45 a.m. train from Dublin and were received by Bishop McCrory. Mr. France is a prominent citizen of the U.S. and has been a lifelong sympathizer with Irish aspirations. He was one of the pioneers of the White Cross in America, which has performed magnificent service on behalf of distress in Ireland. On their arrival at the Great Victoria Street terminus, the delegates, accompanied by the bishop, proceeded by motor to the scenes of the recent burnings. They first visited Cupar Street, where 41 houses had been either gutted or partially wrecked. In Norfolk Street, 36 ruined dwellings were inspected, and in the same area, 9 houses in Lower Ernie Street, 17 in Argyle Street, 16 in Lower Wilton Street, and 16 in Conway Street were noted by the delegation. In all, the visitors saw 161 houses that had been wrecked or burned in a single day by the orange mobs. The visitors afterwards accompanied the bishop to the schoolhouses where the unfortunate victims of the recent outrages are housed and fed. Later, the delegates held a conference at St. Mary's Hall with representative gentlemen. Interviewed by the Irish News, Mr. France said, "It is a very terrible thing to contemplate that people should be burned out of their homes and left without anything but their clothes on their backs." At an important meeting of the Irish White Cross in Dublin on Thursday, the position of the Catholic people driven from their homes and the general unemployment arising out of the riots last year was considered. A sum of £2,000 was voted towards the cost of repairing the dwelling houses destroyed. Eamon Phoenix editors note, around half of the £11 million raised for the cause of Irish independence during 1919 to 21 was by the American Committee for Relief in Ireland, AMCOMRI, through the US-based White Cross Fund. It was founded by Dr. William Malone, an Irish-American and friend of the US IRB leader, Joe McGarrity, to investigate British atrocities in Ireland and assist families who had suffered hardship, including the Belfast expelled workers. Endorsed by President Harding, US politicians and church leaders, the funders included the Irish tenor John McCormack, who gave concerts for Irish relief. Amcomri Street in West Belfast was built with US funds.